and they thrill to a man, because it's so good. Say, see, now, I'll say it to you, like the French people do. Mama, it's so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's still, it's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own, tell the rest of my days, Mama, I will be your friend. Oh, say, Zima, we win. On his leg, feel like old Ned, wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do? Be so black and blue. I'm white inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. But the disbattles by Zillion. How would it end? Ain't got a friend. Only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What do I do to be so black and blue? We'll be right back.
good evening, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here. No, I'm laughing because, boy, woo! I'll tell you, every time O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck go after me, and apparently they coordinated it over the past 24 hours, it's amazing. I can always tell before they say, I heard you down the O'Reilly show. I can always tell which one of these right-wing geeks the email is coming from. The O'Reilly listeners are the worst. They're the ones, by worst, I mean they can't spell, they're stupid, and they use the F word in their SIG line, they use the F word in their subject line. It's incredible. Beck's crazy people who write to me, all foaming at the mouth, are the ones that you can tell are crazy. Completely crazy. The Hannity people who send me these emails after a little kissy-ass Hannity sits there and says something, they're the ones who try oh so hard to use proper English and fail. So I don't know. Every right-wing big gun, and not just those three, but another one, all the right-wing big guns on radio and television went after yours truly in the past 24 hours. And I think it's because Air America finally had a stake put in its black heart today. Thank God that mess is over. But it's amazing to see these coordinated attacks. All I can say, boys, is bring it on. I love the publicity. Jesus Christ, you people are great. Thank you, O'Reilly, you smug son of a bitch. Thank you, Beck, you crybaby punk. Thank you, Hannity, you little candy ass. Thanks to all of you! But I tell you what, I feel sorry for you if these are your listeners. Woo! Man! You people, I'll tell you what, it's like every other word is an F word. And I love the ones who can't spell the MF word. That's always fun to watch. You people are sick. But I tell you what, just keep doing it. All right, O'Reilly? You shaved head mofo, you just keep doing it. And as far as Hannity is concerned, Hannity is wetting his pants because Beck is the new king of the hill. Beck is wetting his pants because Sarah Palin's coming and going to push him off the air. So, like I said before, all y'all just get together over there at Fox News in that little rat hole where you all exist and play with each other. That's cool. Just keep letting your listeners know about this program, all right? Thank you, boys.
And true seekers out there who are podcast subscribers, now you should be watching for a very special edition of Mike Malloy's Uncensored Mailbag as a result of these colorful emails coming in today. So there will be an extra special Uncensored Mailbag coming shortly.
Yeah, it will. But no, seriously, with this book about to come out pretty soon, I appreciate the publicity from all these freaks. And it proves, I mean, just beyond a doubt, the butthead intelligence level of people who listen to right-wing radio and television, it's astonishing. But I save all the emails, so I'll go into the next book. And the part that never fails to amaze me is the depth of the ignorance of these people that send the emails. It's astonishing. It's unbelievable. Anyway, thanks, boys. I appreciate all the publicity. It was great. It was great. Mikey Weinstein, president and founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, had an announcement today at his website. He says, quote, it's about time. Trijicon's outrageous practice of placing Bible verse citations on military-issued gun sites for weapons was an unconstitutional disgrace of the highest magnitude to our military, and an action that clearly gave additional incentive and emboldenment to recruiters for our nation's enemies. What happened was this manufacturer, Trijicon, will stop putting these Bible verses on the citations on the side of rifle scopes intended for the U.S. military. There's a million of them out there already. So any soldier or Marine who has one of these things should probably turn it into his sergeant and say, look, get this filthy piece of garbage out of my hands. Anyway, Mikey Weinstein goes on to say it's nothing short of a vile national security threat that despite our nation's efforts to convince the Muslim world we're not pursuing a holy war against them, our military and its contractors time and again resort to unlawful fundamentalist evangelical Christian practices, even on the battlefield. It has been said that, quote, civilization is a race between education and catastrophe, end quote. We can now only hope that the United States Congress and the Pentagon will comprehensively investigate how this catastrophe and countless other examples of military religious extremism infiltrates every branch of our honorable armed services. But for now, at least we can take solace in Trigicon's affirmation that it will expeditiously remove the Bible verse citations from its scopes. We only hope that the damage from their actions is not yet beyond repair, end quote. Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Mikey Weinstein, a former U.S. Air Force officer, a judge advocate general's office, and a Republican. That is good news. It is indeed that this filthy right-wing weapons manufacturing company, chock-a-block with these sick religious freaks, has decided to stop aiding and abetting the enemy. I would suggest that the people who manufactured these rifle scopes be brought up on charges of aiding and abetting an enemy, which is treason. Aren't we at war? Huh? Aren't we at war? Good Lord. It's crazy. It is just just insane. Woo! Weird times. What else we got? Oh, Irish Dave writes about the ruling by the Supreme Court today, which we're going to get to. That pretty much puts the final nail in the coffin of representative democracy. It's over now. It's just a matter of time before it's completely over. But Irish Dave writes, Mike, it's kind of a mirror image of the 1850s ruling, the Dred Scott ruling, that black persons are property. So now corporations, property, are persons. Irish Day. It didn't take long. It really didn't take long from the advent of Ronald Reagan to the Supreme Court decision today to totally destroy the idea of representative democracy. Now, I've heard a lot of these right-wing bedwetters today, these thumbsuckers, the ones that have audiences that send me emails with the F word repeated over and over. I've heard these right-wingers today talk about, well, yeah, this affects unions too. Oh, kiss my grits. What is wrong with you people? Are you suggesting that the unions that have as its membership, what, 9% of the American workforce now is a balancing act to these filthy, predatory corporations? I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, what was the announcement today? Goldman Sachs is paying out $125 billion just in bonuses? Get real, you freaks! The White House issued a statement about this today, and we also have some other comments that we'll share with you tonight. So stick around for the program. And for you right-wingers who have just discovered the program, thanks to Beck, Hannity, and O'Reilly, first of all, kiss my ass. But secondly, I'm glad you're here. Stick around. Maybe I can scrub your little putrid brains a bit. Huh? Oh, and by the way, can't you use words other than the F word or the MF word? Come on, get creative. Get creative. I know you O'Reilly freaks can't. It's all you can do to unzip your flies when you take a leak. But try to get a little bit creative, okay? Ah! We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-727-7838. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-727-7838. That's 1-800-727-7838. 1-800-727-7838.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. There are two sides to every story. Today, those who share Sarah Palin's hate-filled politics have the number one best-selling book in America to present their case, and Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, and Fox News to promote it. On the other side, our resources are a little less powerful, but we have a highly entertaining solution. If you want to show your opposition to everything that Sarah Palin stands for and enjoy, as the Huffington Post put it, a superb, engaging read from start to finish, we have just the book for you. Going Rouge. Sarah Palin, An American Nightmare, has been assembled by two senior editors at The Nation magazine. It includes the best, sassiest writing on Palin, bar none, including razor-sharp contributions by Naomi Klein, Katrina Vandenhuvel, Matt Taibbi, Eve Ensler, Frank Rich, Katha Pollitt, and Tom Frank. You can order it as a paperback or as an ebook from the link on my website, MikeMalloy.com. It makes a great holiday gift, too. So don't let the neocons have the Tea Party all to themselves. Get Going Rouge today at MikeMalloy.com.
Springs on his leg, feel like old Ned, wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. 'Cause I can't hide what is in my face, but the disbato spazillion. How would it end? Ain't got a friend.
Arm yourself with the truth. It's more Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Here's a statement from Obama's press secretary today regarding the Supreme Court decision that effectively ends representative government. One man, one vote is now, or one person, one vote is now as gone any other aspect of social democracy or I should say representative democracy that at one time existed in this country. And I've been talking about this for 2 years. I don't think it's coming back. This will make the right-wingers happy. The little brain-dead babies out there who listen to all the right-wing radio and television now won't have to make any decisions because Big Brother will be making it for them. And, of course, they will be the first ones to take it right in the neck because the truth is most of these crazy little right-wingers out there who think O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck and the rest of these pigs are their saviors, these are the right-wingers who are constantly afraid someone's going to come and take your guns. Let me tell you something, you bunch of idiots. You think corporate America wants you to have all these guns? You bet they're going to come and get them. And you know what? This is the funny part. It'll be O'Reilly and Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck and Crazy Eyed Michelle and Malkin and Sarah Palin and rest of these freaks who will now begin the rather slow process, because you people are very slow in the head, of talking you into voluntarily giving up your guns. And when you don't, then the boys from Z will come by and collect them. You idiots. You idiots. The only people who ever tried to protect our system of government, our freedoms, have been liberals, progressives. And all you little candy asses ever wanted was to keep a hold of your guns. What are you afraid of, boys? Well, guess what? Guess what? Your heroes in the right-wing radio and television are now going to begin the mind meld with you to get you to turn them in. And you will, because you're stupid. Anyway, this is what White House press secretary said. With his ruling today, the Supreme Court has given a green light to a new stampede of special interest money in our politics. It is a major victory for big oil, Wall Street banks, health insurance companies, and the other powerful interests that marshal their power every day in Washington to drown out the voices of everyday Americans. Let me digress. All these people, for example, that sent me emails today as a result of hearing this slime ball of Beck and Hannity and Savvy, or what's his name, O'Reilly, these are the people against whom this ruling was made. That's the part that's astonishing. The right-wingers who are so stupid they can't wake up and smell the coffee. What do they think? Do they think that this ruling is against Democrats, you dumbasses? Is that what you think? Oh, I digress. Back to the White House statement. This ruling gives the special interests and their lobbyists even more power in Washington while undermining the influence of average Americans who make small contributions to support their preferred candidates. That's why I'm instructing my administration to get to work immediately with Congress on this issue. We are going to talk with bipartisan congressional leaders to develop a forceful response to this decision. The public interest requires nothing less. Well, the only thing, that's the end of the quote, the only thing the Obama administration can do is to try to get a constitutional amendment passed, which I just don't believe will happen given the power of the right wing, because they'll lobby against that. Congress can pass as many laws as it wants, and they can all be struck down as unconstitutional. However, if you amend the Constitution that says corporations are not human beings. Jesus Christ, did I just say that? If you amend the Constitution to state categorically that no, corporations are not human beings, then it can't be declared unconstitutional because it becomes part of the Constitution. Now, right-wingers don't understand what I just said, but normal people do. So as far as I can see, that's the only option that that people who still value one person, one vote. That's the only option we have left. And I don't know. I'm not very optimistic about it. But the little right-wing vermin that run around frantically listening to O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck and the rest of these swine, it's astonishing to me to read some of the emails. When you get beyond the F words and the childlike cussing and the stupid garbled syntax, when you get down, pare into what they've said, what they're saying is, please, corporate America, come and cut my throat even more. Come and destroy what little bit I have accumulated even further. Come and take away my savings. Take away my job security. Take away everything. Take away my health insurance. I love you. I love you. Oh, Bill O'Reilly, may I kiss part of your anatomy? It's incredible. Incredible. And when I read these emails, I think, don't you dumbasses realize that you are wrapping the rope tighter and tighter and tighter around your own necks? And of course, the answer is no. They don't understand that at all. The species has amused itself to death. Do you know 100 million Americans have borderline high cholesterol? That's almost a third of the country's population. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, you should get checked every year. You don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's office, you should also ask about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle and use it as directed.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. This winter, you can take control of your home heating bills with the Eden Pure Quartz Infrared Heater.
I saved about $160 a month using the Eden Pure.
We all know energy prices are only going to go up, so please call us right now. The Eden Pure represents a major opportunity for you to take control of your home heating bills.
It's just a constant warm heat that stays on all the time, and it doesn't go hot and cold, and you save money.
Now you can save up to $102 and have an Eden Pure delivered to your home for only $39. That's right. We'll ship you a brand new model for $39. After that, simply make your four remaining monthly payments while enjoying the soft, even heat from your Eden Pure.
Call 800-603-8924. If you're not completely satisfied, you can return the Eden Pure and receive your money back, and we'll even cover your shipping and handling. Call 800-603-8924. Once again, 800-603-8924 to take control of your heating bills with Eden Pure. Operators are standing by, so call now.
About a year and a half, brother. 10 years we did. Oh, yeah. For the end of the trouble, my sweet Jerry. Oh, rockin' chair got me loose, Oh, rockin' chair got you father. And it is me. He's giving up on me. Tell him about it, father. Yeah. To my old rockin' chair. Old rockin' chair, Old rockin' chair got you father.
Yes, sir, old rockin' chair got you.
And your king laid by your side.
Well, it's my son, when I call it my king.
But I got no gin, father. Yeah, never got no gin, father. You're gonna tan my eyes.
Oh, I'm gonna forgive you like I always do.
You can't get from this cabin.
I know it.
No, father. But you ain't going nowhere.
I done been while I'm going. I ain't going anymore.
You sitting there grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
What?
At the flies on the hill. Rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Rocking chair. You remember old Aunt Harriet?
Yeah. She got out there.
Yes, she did. Be up in heaven she be. Oh, bless me. A chariot of chariot.
I got to ride. I ain't gonna walk no more.
Cause the time is trouble out there.
No Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Old rocking chair, get it, yeah. Rocking chair, get it, yeah. And Christmas Day. Oh, Christmas Day, yeah. You said, yes, yes. You rock.
Your news unfiltered, only with Mike Malone.
25 before the hour. A couple of emails here. First of all, from Giovanna, who writes, Mike, while America is over, she's writing about today's Supreme Court decision, America is over, according to today's Supreme Court ruling. Say sayonara, adios, au revoir, and goodbye to what little was left of the United States of America. I've been listening to Tom Hartman, who's reading the dissent, and it's blistering, and it's making my blood boil. Those five activist conservative judges have made the U.S. a travesty, and they should be impeached. See what Nancy Pelosi started? My husband and I are traveling to London on holiday in the spring and will seriously be looking for opportunities to live and possibly work there. We're close to the end of our so-called working lives. Who knows when that will end, depending on the cuts in Medicare, Social Security, etc. And we save every penny we can. We've been lucky, and that's all that separates those of us in the middle class from one another. I thank you and those other progressive talkers who are taking on the fools in government and business, not to mention the wrong-headed folks who sometimes make the mistake of trying to convince you of their side of the so-called argument. I don't know how long we can last like this and hope we can come to our senses as a country before we all go down in flames. I'm not holding out much hope for that, but like you, I hold on to the idea, not just for me and mine, but for all of us. May the fates protect us. And may the goddess return and grant us her wisdom. Peace, Giovanna. Thanks, Giovanna. God, I must be a threat to people like O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck and who's that other one? That Hugh Hewitt? Hugh Hewitt? This is from Kathy in Green Bay. Regarding, you know, the corporations and unions, how the right-wing jerkwads today have been talking about, well, it affects unions, too. You know, they can contribute all they want. Several differences, Kathy writes about, besides the relative wealth of the organizations. First, some shops are open in that one can join or not, as one wishes, a union. Such was the case when I worked for the state of Wisconsin. This isn't really the case with a corporation, and particularly in this economy, one takes a job where one can find it. Second, unions are small d democratic. A union member who doesn't like the leadership or what it does can vote for someone else. Not exactly the case with a corporation. Not even the shareholders have that kind of power. Third, the shareholders of a corporation aren't consulted before the corporation acts. If the union membership isn't consulted, it's likely to make its wishes known at the ballot box. Much the same is true of organizations like the Sierra Club and even the NRA. Membership is voluntary. If I don't like what the organization is doing, I'm free to cancel my membership. That's not true of corporations. I like Hartman and Representative Alan Grayson's suggestions. Politicians should have to wear corporate emblems, much like NASCAR drivers, so we know just who it is that owns them. Kathy in Green Bay. Yeah, it's the most hideous decision in modern decisions by the Supreme Court to take away from American citizens or just human beings, to take away from human beings the unique qualities that make them a human being and grant those qualities to a paper filing someplace. And to say that the paper filing, through its handlers, its corporate board, its CEO, whatever, now have the same rights where it concerns speech as the retired school teacher who lives down the street. The retired school teacher who lives down the street may send $100 to his or her favorite political candidate, and he has one vote. The corporation may send $100 million. Not directly to the candidate. That is still verboten. But $100 million spent on campaign advertising that tells nothing but lies. Now, remember what the Florida Supreme Court ruled regarding Fox News having the right to lie on their newscasts. The Supreme Court said, yes, they have a right to lie because it's freedom of speech. So now, if you take the right of Fox News Channel to lie, and that goes to any media corporation, it's just that the ruling was about Fox News. The right of Fox News to lie, coupled with the fact that one of the Saudi princes, who is the second largest shareholder in Fox News, can now contribute hundreds of millions of dollars to television commercials to destroy even further American democracy. Do you see what's going on here? Now, the people who listen to O'Reilly, Hannity, Beck, and the rest of these rat bastards don't have a clue what I'm talking about. They just want to sit back and play with themselves and talk about, oh, yeah, let's send an email to Malloy. That's important. You dumbasses. But what it means, what this ruling means, is that a fifth column in the United States during World War II, that would be the right-wingers, they could have funded Tokyo Rose. And the next time something like that happens, they'll do it. They could have funded commercials that said Tokyo Rose is telling the truth. They could have funded Axis Sally with radio commercials and television, had it existed back then on a widespread basis. It said, yeah, Axis Sally's telling the truth. This is what it means. Remember, all of these decisions, the decision to stop the vote counting in Florida on December 12, 2000, decisions, incremental decisions about the rights of corporations, and then this one today, this has all been of a piece to move this country to corporatism, fascism. And people like O'Reilly and Beck and Hannity and the rest of these right-wingers, you know their names, they are paid big dollars to keep you blinded, to continue shoving sticks in your eyes. Now, I can tell while this goes on, and I can tell, it's very easy to tell, because these half-wits who listen to O'Reilly and then start breathing hard and send me an email, it's easy to see exactly how complicit they are, how blinded they've become. Not that they could ever see anything anyway, but they are convinced that their job is to assist in the establishment of a fascist state in this country. It's amazing. Amazing. And they're doing it in the name of their twisted savior, the one that they've invented. They're doing it in the name of their twisted concept of loyalty to multimillionaire right-wing neo-Nazi talk show hosts, for Christ's sake. They're not loyal to the Constitution. They're loyal to Beck and Loofah Man and the drug-addled Limbaugh. It's astonishing. You have a drunk, a drug addict, someone who wants to molest children. You have someone who has her eyes operated on. I mean, a whole list of these freaks. And the right-wing rank and file out here just slobber all over each other to follow them. And then you have Sarah Palin, the witch goddess, the witchcraft goddess. And I don't mean witch like Wiccan. I mean witch like demons from the darkest corners of man's crazed psyche. That's where Sarah Palin resides, where you have to have a savior with a sword to protect you because there are demons lurking. When you put together a collection of morons like O'Reilly, Palin, Beck, and the rest of these people, and they are the ones talking to the right-wingers in this country, and the right-wingers are listening. And they're going for it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People for the American Way calls for constitutional amendment to undo this decision today. The PFAW's president, Michael Keegan, issued the following statement. At its most fundamental level, our Constitution creates a democratic system designed to engage citizens in the act of self-governance. Absolutely central to that system is the ability of ordinary Americans to choose representatives who are responsible only to the rule of law and to our nation's citizens. Today's ruling by the Supreme Court strikes at the core of our democracy. The framers could never have imagined and surely didn't desire a system in which corporations could pour literally billions of dollars into elections and hold virtually limitless influence over the fate of our elected representatives. Such a system does not promote free speech. It mocks it. As Justice Stevens pointed out in his dissent, corporations are not people. They're not citizens. They don't have a right to vote, and they cannot be given unlimited power to influence elections. The Supreme Court's ruling today was deeply flawed. Instead of respecting decades of established precedent, the court thumbed its nose at the principles and at the considered judgment of our elected representatives. Constitutional amendments are warranted in only the most extreme circumstances. This is one of them. You're damn right it is. It's getting closer and closer, isn't it, to the time to make decisions about when the lights go out.
Tell the people liberty must go. There's more to gain in war than peace. Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Lie down. People, lay down your Bill of Rights.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-727-7838. That's 1-800-727-7838. This offer is for one free bottle per household.
Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-727-7838. That's 1-800-727-7838.
Old rocking chair's got me, Louie. Old rocking chair got your father. Staying by my side. If you're playing by your side, let me my Johnson. I've got no gin for Louie.
So I tan your eyes.
You're gonna tan my eyes.
Yes, yes, I'm just Kevin O'Connor.
What Kevin choking for Louie?
Ain't going no wild.
You ain't going no wild.
Just in the air grabbing.
Grabbing
at the vibes my rock.
Rocket ship.
Do you remember dear old Aunt Harriet?
Aunt Harriet.
How long heaven he be?
About a year and a half.
Then the sweet day,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the end of the troubled life.
My sweet cherry.
Oh, rockin' chair got me loose, got me loose.
Oh, rockin' chair got your father.
And the kid with me. He's giving up on me.
Tell him about it for me,
yeah. To my old rockin' chair.
Old rocking chair,
yes, rocking.
Old rocking chair's got your father.
Yes, sir. Old rocking chair's got.
And your king lays by your side.
Well, it's the song when I call it my king.
But I got no gin father.
Yeah, never got no gin father.
You gonna tan my eyes.
Oh, I'm gonna forgive you like I always do.
You can't get from this cabin.
I know it.
No, Father. But you ain't going nowhere.
I done been while I was going. I ain't going anymore.
You sitting there grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
What?
At the flies on the hill. Rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Rocking chair. You remember old Aunt Harriet?
Yeah. Cut out this.
Yes, it is. Be up in heaven, she be. Oh, that's me. A chariot of chariots.
I got to ride. I ain't gonna walk no more.
Cause the time is trouble I see.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
Old rocket jet, get it, yeah. Rocket jet, get it,
yeah.
And judgment day. Oh,
you're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. The damage that they did today is just astonishing. GS writes, Mike, while I'm amused with the right-wing trolls' attempt at being intellectual, maybe they'll understand this. The Saudis, as well as Japan and China, own modest percentages of American companies. Would the right-wing trolls like the idea of foreign investors funding a U.S. candidate through one of their subsidiaries to further their own agenda? Just think, a Saudi al-Qaeda backer could actually have input into our legislation. Yeah, this is what the right-wing midgets don't understand. They're too busy sucking around Bill O'Reilly and his ilk. Michael in Roswell writes, Congress, about that constitutional convention thing, Congress is currently constituted, will probably not vote to convene one. That leaves only the states, and the legislators at that level, if anything, are more corrupt and incompetent than those at the national level. But if by some miracle a convention came to pass, I have no doubt that the big money and the lobbyists and the fascist groups would descend on it like vultures and completely turn the process to their own advantage. We all could wake up one morning as serfs in a corporatist theocracy. I'm not sure what the answer is, Michael writes, but it's a foregone conclusion that the two major parties can't or won't fix the problem. Marx said that capitalism would eat itself. Unfortunately, the capitalists will eat us first and then start in dining on each other. The answer is probably better and more honest and smarter politicians, but to get those, we've got to have a better informed, better educated, more honest citizenry. The Germans had to have the crap beaten out of them for years before they came to their senses and renounced fascism. And it's possible that someone's going to beat the crap out of us, economically or literally, before we do the same. Michael and Roswell. His line here, the answer's probably better, more honest, smarter politicians, but to get those, we've got to have a better informed, better educated, more honest citizenry. Jesus Christ. Michael, you ought to see the emails I get from O'Reilly. And doesn't O'Reilly have the number one ever, forever cable program in the history of cable television? What does he have, 2 or 3 million, 1.5 million viewers every time his bony ass comes on? Huh? I can't wait to see what's going to bring him down. Really, it's going to be something weird, child molestation or something. You know it is. But O'Reilly and Limbaugh and Beck and Hannity and the rest of these people, when we talk about a better educated, better informed citizenry, we're talking about people like that. And that will never, ever, ever happen. These people revel in their stupidity. They are willfully ignorant. They love it. What else do we got here? This is G. Roberts. From your favorite subject line, from your favorite heavily armed Indian leftist. He writes, these airheads have no clue that George W. Bush did more damage to the right to keep and bear arms in the event of a revolt than anyone. Airheads are these right-wingers. He and his puppet Gonzalez banned the import and sale of the key things you'd need in a revolt. Not guns you buy at Kmart or a gun show. Those would be the easiest to round up. No, parts, my boy. I'm a machinist by an earlier life's trade. I can build a gun in a few hours. They're simple. They make Kalashnikovs in Khyber Pass blacksmith shops by hand, for Christ's sakes. I can kick out a submachine gun with hand tools in a day's work by myself. Bush and Gonzalez banned the very things you'd need in a real revolution. Parts. Gun barrels, uncut receivers, the body of the gun, and all armor-piercing bullets or ammo from domestic or overseas sources. Bush and Gonzalez did that. All the Clinton assault rifle ban actually banned was the flash hider and the bayonet lug on the barrel. I bought Chinese AKs by the case with Clinton in office. I just couldn't put a bayonet on them. Don't these dumb blanks know the one company that resold surplus ammo, Talon, in West Virginia, was owned by Robert Byrd's family, a Democrat, sold military ammo to us, the people? Guess who shut that company down? George W. Bush. These right-wingers are complete idiots. They know nothing. Signed, G. Roberts, heavily armed Indian, Arizona. listen, G.R., when the lights go out, I'm heading your way, man. Just give me something that's locked and loaded and will fire repeatedly, okay? Oh, my God. That's the astonishing part. In instance after instance, it has been the Republicans, the ones that O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck and Limbaugh, the ones that they keep working on their dumbass audiences to overlook. It's the Republicans who have been taking away slowly, surely, inexorably, anything to do with weaponry. You dumb jerks, don't you get it? You know, you can beat them on the head with Blackwater went to New Orleans and on a Bush-ordered gun grab started confiscating weapons. And you say that to these right-wingers, and they just look at you and eat another one of their own boogers. It's just incredible. But you all, you freaks, have time to write me one of your dumbass emails? Woo! Keep them coming, you idiots.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin To Go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin To Go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin To Go. Pure Robitussin Relief To Go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
You know, a lot of nice mail comes across my desk. I mean, with GEICO's 97% customer satisfaction rate, it's understandable, right? Now, while I wish I could respond to each letter individually, I'll address a few of them here. To Brenda in Houston, yes. GEICO insures over 18 million drivers. Tony in Tulsa, I do enjoy backgammon. And David from St. Louis, I'm not quite sure how you mailed a meatloaf, but thanks all the same.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. He can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet man like me.
Bragging.
When I die, bury me in straight lace shoes. I want a box bag coat and a Stetson hat.
John B., that is.
Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know that I died standing back.
Thank you.
walk with all by myself. No one to walk with. I'm empty on the shelf. Just for hating, saving my love. Oh, for good old days I need. No one saving the one I love. I'm through it flirting. You that I'm thinking of. Aimlessly hating, saving my love. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses wait waiting for me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. Everybody, me and my radio, really am insane.
Mr. Jackson, we're going out on the
Welcome back. It is 7 past the hour. Larry writes, the prototype for fascism, the first prototype was Rush. You couldn't give $1 million to a Republican candidate, but you could sponsor 3 hours of Rush every day. Then it was Fox News, same design on television. Those were successful. So today, the Supreme Court Fascist Five rolled out the full production model of Fascism 2010. Mike, it's over. The 200-year experiment is over. To get a constitutional amendment passed would take the consent of the bought and paid for politicians. Is that catch 23? Yeah, it is. No, there's no way to get back what we've lost through any kind of a legislative process. There's only one way to get it back. But the truth is, we Americans gave it up. We gave it up. We gave it up every time we allowed a right winger to make a false claim. We gave it up every time we elected a fascist, a Republican. We gave it up every time we decided, well, they're all criminals. I'm not even going to go to the polls. Instead of getting to work to elect real progressives, people who really had the interests of this country at heart, right wingers don't. Republicans hate the United States of America. Every single one of the 40 or 50 emails I got today were, and I didn't read all of them. Some of them got caught in the filter. I go ahead and pull some of those out just to read the insanity. But every single one of those represented somebody whose brain has been totally fried, just absolutely turned into mush. And normal Americans who allowed that to happen, those of us who allowed the Fairness Doctrine in broadcasting to end, those of us who allowed consolidation to occur where it concerned how many media outlets you could control. Reagan and Clinton are directly responsible for that. Both of them should burn in hell forever, in this pretend hell that they both of them created, although I don't think Reagan believed in that nonsense. But Bill really does. In staying home and saying, well, all politicians are the same, which is what the Republic, this is what Limbaugh and the rest of these pigs, this is what the goal was to so corrupt and pollute the political system with the horrible campaign ads, with the charges and countercharges, with digging into people's private lives. The idea was to make the average American so turned off that a political vacuum would occur, and then slime like Sarah Palin or this a guy from Massachusetts could step into the breach, or a John McCain or a George W. Bush. Now, working with that was a right-wing Supreme Court. It's been right-wing for about the past 30 years, a right-wing Supreme Court that was just evil enough to facilitate all this. And the another amazing thing, not amazing, but this is where liberals or progressives should have got off our asses and kicked, I mean literally kicked some ass, punched a few people out over this one. But this was when they inverted language. They completely turned that, like the gun grab, making brain dead Americans think that Democrats wanted to take their guns away when the only time it's ever occurred is from Republicans. That kind of obvious inversion. And then the suckers out here, like the ones who stroll down a carnival midway thinking they're going to pop enough balloons to win a teddy bear. They're the ones, the right wingers, who are being played for such suckers. But normal people, we gave it away. We allowed those people, those right-wingers, politicians, radio hosts, legislation to be passed. We allowed it to happen. We said, oh, man, I'm too busy. No, I'm not going to contribute to a liberal candidate because they're all the same. No, I'm not. In the meantime, the Nazis in this country, the rats and roaches, were busy at work. And they've been very successful. You got to give them that. Just like the Hitlerites, the brown shirts, the SS, they were very successful in destroying probably the greatest country on earth in the middle or early part of the 20th century, where it concerns art, literature, dance, theater, history, philosophy, psychology, science. That was Germany. And the German people allowed it to be burned to a cinder. And that's what's going to happen here. Either literally or figuratively, this is not going to continue. It can't. It cannot continue. This country is sinking into a corporate-controlled morass that, from which there's no escape. There appears to be no escape short of just open revolt. I don't know if you got a better idea. I'd like to hear what it is. God forbid that there should be another civil war in this country. Or another revolution. We've come very close to it a couple of times. Very close. in the 20s, in the 30s, probably came close to it again at some point during the 60s. There is a tipping point. When you have a country, you have a society like this one that is so top-heavy with Nazis in media, where they control just so many millions of people who are utterly politically illiterate, just complete illiterate asses. When you have people at the top of the media heap who do this, and it's facilitated by a Supreme Court and corporate America, there's bound to be trouble. There's going to be trouble. There is no doubt that there's going to be trouble. There is no doubt whatsoever. And it seems to keep going toward that chaos that corporate America doesn't want. They don't want chaos. They want order, just like the Nazis did. They want order. So at some point, and this is where the right-wing brain-dead dumbasses in this society, this is where they're going to be pulled up short. They think that all this talk on right-wing talk radio and television is from guys on their side. And the truth is, it's from guys, and they're mostly guys, Hannity, Beck, you know the rest of them, whose sole function in their multi-million dollar position, sole function is to convince these right-wingers to sit down. It's okay. The real enemy are the liberals. The real enemy is Ted Kennedy. The real enemy is some liberal Democratic politician somewhere. Meantime, corporate America and the proto-fascists or the neo-fascists are very slowly removing the skin from these dumbasses, these right-wingers, just peeling everything off of them while they wander around going to book signings for Sarah Palin and talking about the Constitution, while corporate America and the Becks and Limbaughs are laughing their asses off of this. They're just going, that's right, boys. Abso-goddamn-lutely. Yes, yes. Go to another Palin book signing. Yes. Do it. So if the idea to save the country, or not the country, but our system of government, is going to take an enlightened or an educated or informed electorate, forget about it. It's not going to happen. So the responsibility lies with normal, freedom-loving Americans who gave it up a long time ago, who are too busy to vote, too busy to fight back against these right-wing fascist sons of bitches, too busy to say to Ronald Reagan and or Bill Clinton, no, you're not going to corrupt the system by doing away with the Fairness Doctrine, by legislating consolidation of media so that some animal like Rupert Murdoch and his Saudi prince could begin their systematic destruction of this country. We didn't pay any attention to it. Oh, we tried. A couple of us tried. A few of us put together Air America with an attempt to offset this tidal wave of right-wing garbage that was just flooding the country. And it didn't work because the early owners of Air America were criminals, just thugs, bastards, and they stole the company blind. So after two bankruptcies, it's gone. So, love your show, Mike. This is from Kathy. Love your show, Mike. Hey, isn't there a Saudi prince who not only owns a controlling interest in Citigroup, but is also O'Reilly, Hannity, and Beck's boss now since he's wrapped up with Rupert? Right-wingers won't even know what hits them when the corporations take over everything. Kathy in Maine.
It's the American way, the new world order. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. Because I want, because I will.
Grantbo has been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realising just how many ways GEICO can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humour.
I think that joke's over 70 years old, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Talk radio right from the left. It's more Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Greg Palast says in today's Supreme Court decision, the court ruled that corporations should be treated the same as natural persons, in other words, humans. Well, in that case, expect the Supreme Court to next rule that Walmart can run for president. He goes on to say, I'm losing sleep over the millions or billions of dollars that now could flood into our elections from Aramco, the Saudi Oil Corporation's U.S. unit, or from the maker of New Order Fashions, the Chinese People's Liberation Army, or from Bin Laden Construction Corporation or Bin Laden Destruction Corporation. Right now, corporations can give loads of loot through PACs. While this money stinks, Anyone can go through a PAC, a Political Action Committee's Federal Disclosure Filing, and see the name of every individual who put money into it. And every contributor must be a citizen of the USA. But under today's Supreme Court ruling, there's nothing that stops, say, a Delaware-incorporated handmaiden of the Burmese junta from picking a congressman or two with a cache of loot masked by a corporate alias. Under the court's new rules, progressive list servers won't stand a chance against the resources of new citizens like the China National Offshore Oil Corporation or the United Bank of Switzerland, which faces U.S. criminal prosecution, a $1 billion fine for fraud. George Bush's former Solicitor General Ted Olson argued the case to the court on behalf of Citizens United, a corporate front that funded an attack on Hillary Clinton during the 2008 primary. Olson's wife died on September 11, 2001, on the hijacked airliner that hit the Pentagon. Maybe it was a bit crude of me, but I contacted Olson's office to ask how much Al-Qaeda, Inc. should be allowed to donate to support the election of his local congressman. Jesus, God. It's just incredible. It's been noted by writers, authors, historians that when the destruction of this country occurs, it's not going to come from an attacker. It's not going to come from an invasion. It's going to come from right-wing, Republican, conservative monsters who have decided to devour their own nest. God damn you, right-wingers. I really do hate you. I'm just for the record, I hate you. I hate what you've done to my country. I wish you stinking slobs would all, I don't know, gather up your O'Reilly and your Beck and your Hannity and go someplace. Just why not get out of a country that's not even yours? You don't represent anything in this country. You're not for representative democracy. You're a bunch of swine. You're cowards. You never serve your country. Oh, don't send me an email that says, I was in Gulf War I. Oh, and a pig's ass. Why don't you all get out of here? Get out of here. In July, Palace writes, in July, the Chinese government, in preparation for President Obama's visit, held diplomatic discussions in which they skirted issues of human rights and Tibet. Notably, the Chinese, who hold a $2 trillion mortgage on our treasury, raised concerns about the cost of Obama's health care reform. They didn't like it. Would our nervous Chinese landlords have an interest in buying the White House for an opponent of government spending such as, oh, Governor Palin? You betcha. The potential for foreign infiltration of what remains of our democracy is an adjunct of the fact that the source and control money from corporate treasuries is necessarily hidden. Who the heck are the real stockholders? Or as Butch asked Sundance, who are these guys? We'll never know. Congressional investigators found that in crucial swing races, Democrats, during the 1994 election that brought Newt Gingrich to power, Democrats had fallen victim to a flood of last-minute attack ads funded by a group called Coalition for Our Children's Future. The $25 million it paid for those ads came not from concerned parents, but from a corporation called Triad, Inc. Evidence suggests that Triad, Inc. was the front for the ultra-right-wing billionaire Koch brothers, I'll call it Cook, and their private petroleum company, Cook Industries. Had the corporate connection been proven, the Cooks and their corporation could have faced indictment under federal election law. As of today, such money poison politicking has now become legitimate. Now, you want to know who these are? These two, the guys he just mentioned? Back at about a month ago in Think Progress, an article on the radical right, the billionaires behind the hate I'm going to share some of this with you. This is the Koch brothers, David and Charles, the wealthiest and most effective opponents of Obama's progressive agenda and what they've been doing behind the scenes, and now it's going to be right out in the open.
They put their faith and trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, I can't stand those Republicans.
Are you working with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT. 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT. 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Balm. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Balm is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Grabbing at the vibe on my rock.
he'd be good about a year and a half. Then yes, we did. Oh, yeah. For the end of the trouble, my sweet cherry. Oh, rockin' chair got me loose, got me loose. Oh, rockin' chair got you bothered. And it did me. He's giving up on me. Tell him about it for me. Yeah. To my old, old rockin' chair. Old rockin' chair, rockin'. Old rockin' chair got you bothered. Yes, sir, old rockin' chair's got you. And your king lay by your side.
Well, it's the summer when I call it my king.
But I got no gin for them.
Yeah, never got no gin for them.
You're gonna tan my eyes.
Oh, I'm gonna forgive you like I always do.
You can't get from this cabin.
I know it.
No, father. But you ain't going nowhere.
I done been while I'm flying. I ain't flying anymore.
You sitting there grabbing. Yeah. You grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
What?
At the flies on the hill. Rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Rocking chair. You remember old Aunt Harriet?
Yeah. She got out there.
Yes, she did. Way up in heaven she be. Oh, that's me. A chariot of chariot.
I got to ride. I ain't gonna walk no more.
Cause the time for trouble I'll see.
Nobody knows the trouble I'll see.
Go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the flying monkey right with Mike Malloy.
25 before the hour. All right, the name is pronounced Coke. David and Charles Coke, billionaires in oil, of course, Coke Industries. They're ranked as the ninth richest men in America. They're responsible for all sorts of vicious attack campaigns aimed directly at obstructing and killing progressive reform. And according to Think Progress, over the years, millions of dollars in Koch money has flowed to various right-wing think tanks, front groups, and publications. At the dawn of the Obama presidency, Koch groups quickly maneuvered to try to stop his first piece of signature legislation, the stimulus. You notice they, of course, didn't do that for the Bush stimulus. The Koch-funded group No Stimulus launched television and radio ads deriding the recovery package as simply pork spending. The Cato Institute, founded by Charles Koch, as well as other Koch-funded think tanks like the Heritage Foundation, produced a blizzard of reports distorting the stimulus and calling for a return to Bush-style tax cuts to combat the recession. David Koch's Americans for Prosperity spent the opening months of the Obama presidency placing calls and helping to organize the very first Tea Bag Party protest. Americans for Prosperity, founded in 1984 by David Koch and managed day-to-day by the phony lobbyist Tim Phillips, has spent much of the year mobilizing teabaggers' opposition to health reform, clean energy legislation, and financial regulations. David Koch presents himself as a champion of science. However, he has done more to undermine the public's understanding of climate change science than any other person in America. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, funded in part by Koch Foundations, has waged an underhanded campaign to falsely charge that a set of hacked emails somehow unravels the scientific consensus that global warming is occurring. And despite these two brothers' extravagant wealth, Koch's Americans for Prosperity has run populist ads mocking environmentalists as spoiled brats, more concerned about their three homes and five cars, quote, than about economic conditions. In addition to its efforts to misinform the public, Koch Industries has spent nearly $9 million so far on direct lobbying, much of it on climate change legislation. Much of the fierce opposition to health reform can be credited to Koch organizations. As the healthcare debate began, Americans for Prosperity created a front group known as Patients United. God damn. Dedicated itself to attacking Democratic healthcare reform proposals. Patients United has blanketed the country with ads distorting various provisions of the health reform legislation, particularly the public option. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and goddamn on. Back in 1984, Americans for Prosperity, then known as Citizens for a Sound Economy, worked closely with then-House Speaker Newt Gingrich to bring mobs of angry men to health reform rallies with then-First Lady Hillary Clinton. A speaker with the roving Patients United bus tour repeatedly compared health reform to the Holocaust, while an 8-by-5-foot banner at a healthcare rally with Representative Michelle Bachmann read National Socialist Healthcare, Dachau, Germany, superimposed over corpses from a concentration camp. Remember that? According to the EPA, Koch Industries is responsible for over 300 oil spills in the U.S. and has leaked 3 million gallons of crude oil into fisheries and drinking waters. So there are clear business-related reasons why Koch would want to block regulatory enforcement, clean energy, labor, and other reforms. But part of their opposition stems from a long family tradition of funding so-called conservative movements to shift the country to the far right. Fred Koch, father of Charles and David, and the company's namesake, helped to found the John Birch Society in the late 1950s. That society harnessed Cold War fears into hate against progressives, warning that President Kennedy, civil rights activists, organized labor were in league with communists. It just goes on and on. The Koch brothers, of course, were probably somehow behind the assassination of JFK, the assassination of RFK, the assassination of Martin Luther King. All of those organizations trace back to one ultra-right neo-fascist family, the Koch brothers. All of it. Newt Gingrich, well, the Koch brothers and Murdoch and his Saudi buddies. And I have right-wingers who are sending me letters telling me that I am a threat to this country. You dumbasses. You really are. You are so stupid. Oh, well. Water's wet. Man. Oh, well. There's not too much that can be done about that kind of willful ignorance. There really isn't. Anyone who would listen to or watch Bill O'Reilly go through his contortions on his television program or listen to these guys on the right just demonstrate in doing that that they're beyond hope. They're just, oh, well. What's this? Dear Mike, oh, geez, I just read my news crawl on my computer and learned that Air America is finally biting the bullet. I know they've had their troubles, but we hoped they would pull out of it. It's the only reason I've had satellite radio for 6 years. I live in Birmingham, so, of course, your show will never be on terrestrial radio. God, I'll miss you and Kathy and all things left-leaning. Was I the last one to find this out? Goodbye, Sharon. Sharon, I haven't been with Air America Radio for 4 years. Nobody has been with Air America Radio. Well, Ron Reagan, I think. Come on, wake up and smell the ozone. You never heard me on Air America for the last 3 or 4 years. They fired me because they didn't want to pay me. Oh, well. Yeah, Air America is finally gone, for the people who don't know that. And what is really funny to me are the right-wingers who are celebrating that as though that is some astonishing event that brings a liberal talk radio just makes it disappear. No, the handful of us liberals that are still on the air now operate independently. Hartman, me, there are a couple at Sirius and XM who are only on those channels. Stephanie, Randy Rhodes, and that's about it. There's only about four of us left. Now, you also have Bob Kincaid at headonradio.com. You have him on the internet. Is Peter B. Collins still on the internet? I think so. I don't know where Ron Reagan is going to land. He certainly is a liberal, but that's about it. Mike Papantonio and Kennedy. Which Kennedy is it? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Jesus. Who else? That's it. There are no other liberals on radio. There's a couple on television, clustered for some reason over at MSNBC. There's only two there, Rachel and Keith Olbermann. So I guess total, there are about, what, seven or eight of us left? Jesus, God. But none of us have had any, well, Rachel had a connection with Air America, I think, longer than, I think, yeah, Rachel was one of the longest, what am I trying to say, employed people at Air America. So that's it. There are about seven or eight of us left. I think that's a clear indication how important it is to subscribe to the podcast for this program and to support Hartman and to support Stephanie. Excuse me. Wherever Ron Reagan winds up, support him. Because we work independently. Our programs are distributed by a company, but we work independently. This is what it's come down to, which is fine with me. I mean, I'd much rather be independent than work for a media company that has the possibility of going under. But again, two people at MSNBC and about five of us out here on the air, that's it. That's it. This is your liberal media. This is it. The Koch brothers, on the other hand, have funded scores, dozens of right-wing neo-fascist organizations, think tanks, publications, yada, yada, yada. And the wealthy liberals fund nothing. So it's no surprise that the country is going fascist. There's no surprise at all here. And it's not a determination made by the American public. Americans didn't wake up one day and just, you know, say, let's go fascist. But through this slow intrusion into everybody's unconscious with all this corporate money, that's what's happened. And what have wealthy liberals done? Not a goddamn thing. Oh, there'll be a big song fest on cable television tonight to help the Haitians. But what has been done to keep progressive or liberal talk alive in this country? Nothing. You just want to sit and listen.
States. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
No one say, the one I love, I'm fluid flirting, you love.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Fred Wertheimer is the founder and president of Democracy 21, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that works to promote campaign finance reform and other political reforms. He's a lawyer on the amicus brief filed in the case by the Campaign Legal Center and Democracy 21. He says today's Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United case is a disaster for the American people. It will unleash unprecedented amounts of corporate influence-seeking money on our elections and create unprecedented opportunities for corporate influence buying corruption. The only change that has occurred since the earlier rulings is the makeup of the court itself. In a stark choice between the right of American citizens to a government free from influence buying corruption and the economic and political interests of American corporations, five justices came down in favor of corporations. Chief Justice Roberts has abandoned the illusory public commitments he made to, quote, judicial modesty, end quote, and, quote, respect for precedent, end quote, to cast the deciding vote for a radical decision that profoundly undermines our democracy. Yeah, let me digress. Remember when this rat bastard Roberts sat there in the confirmation hearings and said, oh, yeah, well, I believe in judicial modesty. Oh, I'll respect precedent, so on and so forth. What a lying son of a bitch. Alito the same way. Just filthy, filthy liars. That's all they are. That's all they are. Liars. And how many Democrats voted to confirm these two thugs? Well, here you are. Back to Wertheimer, who says the constitutionality of the corporate spending ban was never even raised by the plaintiffs in the lower court consideration of this case. Instead, the justices on their own opened up the case to the broader constitutional question when they could have decided the case on narrower grounds without eliminating more than 100 years of national policy. Instead, the court's majority overruled cases decided in 1990, 2003, and 2007 without any changed circumstances to justify these reversals. The only change that has occurred is a change in the makeup of the court itself. The damage to electoral democracy will be substantial. The Fortune 100 companies alone had combined revenues of $13 trillion and profits of $605 billion during the last election cycle. Under today's decision, insurance companies, banks, drug companies, energy companies, and the like will be free to each spend $5 million, $10 million, or more of corporate funds to elect or defeat a federal candidate, and with that power, influence the candidate on issues of economic importance to the companies. Congress and presidents past have recognized this danger and signed numerous laws over the years to prevent this kind of corruption of our government. These laws have consistently been upheld by the Supreme Court until today. Justice Louis Brandeis once said, quote, the most important political office is that of the private citizen, end quote. Today's Supreme Court decision rejects Justice Brandeis's view, raising corporations to new heights of importance in our political system. And these little rat bastard stinking Republican rank and file O'Reilly followers are applauding this. Just like the poor, miserable caller who called in here the other night, of all the things to be angry about, he was angry about cap and trade. And when I asked him, what is cap and trade, he didn't have a clue. This is what the O'Reillys and the scum suckers on right-wing radio and television do. They do it 24/7, coast to coast, border to border, without let up. And who benefits? You little right-wing punks out there listening to the program, do you really think that you are a consideration to these corporations? Do you think they care? If you live or die, you are nothing. You're a bug to be squashed. That's all you are. And so am I. But I recognize that. Man. Ah. Oh. I don't know. Oh, our military affairs correspondent sent this in. We're going to open up the lines during the top of the hour break here and take your phone calls. Not right now. About 5 minutes. Our military affairs correspondent, Sharon Gordy, sent me a copy of an article, and she puts a line in here. Is this what we're fighting for? Is this what Americans are fighting and dying for? The headline is self-immolation, setting themselves on fire, is being used by increasing numbers of Afghan women to escape their dire circumstances. Women constitute the majority of Afghan suicides. And it comes from Truthout, Jeffrey Kay. Two reports coming out of Afghanistan illustrate the depth of hypocrisy and subterfuge characterizing the U.S.-NATO intervention in that country. One could cite a myriad of such examples. So immoral and wrong is the U.S. war there. In the first report, a 2009 human rights assessment prepared by Canada's Foreign Affairs Department, obtained by the Canadian press and reported at CBC News, revealed a skyrocketing suicide rate among Afghan women. It just goes on here. I mean it is unbelievable stuff. Let me share a little bit more of this with you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And I decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is the Mola Show. This report, the Human Rights Assessment, prepared by Canada's Foreign Affairs Department, obtained by the Canadian Press, reported by CBC News, reveals the skyrocketing suicide rate among Afghan women. This is what Americans are fighting and dying for, right? According to the Canadian report, Canadian Foreign Affairs Department report, there were 184 cases of self-immolation by Afghani women in 2007, 106 in 2006. In Herat alone, in the first 6 months of 2008, 47 women, desperate from escape from a life of domestic servitude, violence, rape, injustice, and other crimes, set themselves on fire. 90% of those people, if they wind up in the emergency rooms, die from their serious burns. The police and the judiciary don't launch any formal investigation because they're just women. And as a result of that, men who force and provoke women to set themselves on fire and other forms of suicide are immune from legal repercussions. And the Canadian report says to delve into the statistics only reveals a more doleful picture. Almost 90% of Afghan women have been victims of violence. 60% of all marriages are forced. Afghan President Hamid Karzai, our puppet, infamously supported a law that allows for spousal rape. It's an astonishing report. You can read this at alternet.org, alternet.org. It was written by Jeffrey Kay, K-A-Y-E. Well, it's also at truthout.org, truthout.org or alternet.org. Women are setting themselves on fire in Afghanistan. It's just astonishing. It also talks about, as the U.S. plans to transfer administrative control of its Bagram detention facility, it's a torture operation, to the Afghanistan government, a separate scandal links the Afghan government to the torture and murder of people in its custody. It just goes on and on. And this is where we are sending Americans to fight and die. Now, you know why we're sending them there. It has nothing to do with freedom, justice, the American way, apple pie, mom. It has to do with corporate America. It has to do with Barack Obama responding to corporate America. It has to do with a cadre of military officers who are totally psychopathic in pursuing this war and will continue to pursue it no matter how many Americans, young American soldiers are killed, had half their brains blown away, desperately psychologically wounded, no matter how many Afghan civilians die. This cadre of murderous American generals is going to continue this. And Barack Obama and the cowardly United States Senate and U.S. House of Representatives continue to authorize this by funding it. Man. I don't know. Let's do some phone calls here. Carl is in Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, how are you doing this evening, Mike?
I'm all right. How are you?
I've spoken to you a couple of times. I just started to welcome you to the final day of America, see how you feel.
Right.
I posted a comment about the blog that you have up today as regards sort of a little bit of a hit and run that Ed Schultz did on you. Didn't know if you were aware of it. Might want to check it out.
Yeah, okay, sure. But frankly, it doesn't matter to me what Ed Schultz says. It really doesn't.
I dig.
Right.
You know, I mean, as you can imagine, I'm absolutely jaw-dropped, horrified by this. I've seen a Keith Olbermann special comment a couple of times. You can, you know, obviously he's right on. I'm like,
right.
Post the video around here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just when you accept this as a concrete fact, it just if you're a teabag freak and you've been told, you know, no government control, how do you accept this in your little pea brain? Okay. even from that side, I mean, you're dealing with people who are incapable of any sort of intellectualization, let alone those who are. But I mean, how do you accept this ultimate incursion into your rights?
Mm-hmm. if you're right winger, well, if you're anybody in this country at this point, if you're a right winger, you celebrate it. Somehow you twist the Supreme Court decision today into something good for you, even though it's going to kill you, you right-wingers. It's going to kill your spouse. It's going to kill your children. It's going to make you destitute and a punk.
Well, right.
But it's going to do that to everybody. But the right-wingers are the only ones celebrating it. They're the ones, you know, these great constitutional, whatever the hell they are, they claim to be. It's going to turn them into what they always have been, a collection of punks. But it's also going to turn the entire country into that. It's just that the progressives, the Democrats, the liberals, whatever, those of us who should be fighting back, you know, in a situation like this, you don't count on the cowards and the punks. What you try to do is organize against it. I don't know how to organize against it at this point because it has become so all-powerful in destroying democracy or representative government, I should say.
Yeah, or what was left of it, or even the veneer of it, or, I mean, whatever
right.
It is that you chose to call it.
Right. Right.
Sort of a personal question that I just wanted to get in. My podcast subscription runs out in April.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of work for some months, and I'm getting a chill about what I'm going to do, because I don't want to go without the voice of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, I don't know. Every Friday we give one away. And
yeah, formally three, now one, yeah.
As soon as we get more contributions, more donated podcast subscriptions, we may go back up to more than one on a Friday night. That's A. B, you don't have to subscribe by the year if you don't want to. It's $7.95, I think, a month. Now, obviously, that's about twice what it would cost if you bought it by the year, but sometimes
right.
It's easier for folks to afford it that way. So I wish we could do the whole thing free. If we had the kind of backing that right-wingers have, we would be okay. But, we don't have that. Rich liberals don't give a damn about what happens to in the media game. They just,
sure,
for some reason.
We dealt with this here in Columbus when we lost our progressive
right.
talk station. We dealt with this. And it just eventually, it's just, there's no wall left for you to hit your head against.
Right. I'm not sure what to tell you about renewing, except just try to get in here on a Friday and see if we can get one to you free. If you get the right answer to the trivia question, that's the best I got, Carl.
I'm usually pretty good. Sometimes it's been too obscure even for me, but I'm usually pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll try that.
All right. Well, you know, give my best to the Bay Dash Malloy and to the Molly Dash Malloy.
Well, thank you. It's very kind. Thanks a lot,
and,
Carl.
Hope to speak to you again.
All right. Take care. Take
Goodbye.
Care. There are there's all sorts of money in the progressive community, but they're just too ego-centered to respond. They will do nice things when there is a disaster someplace. They'll all contribute their talents and their fame. But when it comes to maintaining some sort of equilibrium in this country, they're just like right-wingers. They just cut and run. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. This winter, you can take control of your home heating bills with the Eden Pure Quartz Infrared Heater.
I saved about $160 a month using the Eden Pure.
We all know energy prices are only going to go up, so please call us right now. The Eden Pure represents a major opportunity for you to take control of your home heating bills.
It's just a constant warm heat that stays on all the time, and it doesn't go hot and cold, and you save money.
Now you can save up to $102 and have an Eden Pure delivered to your home for only $39. That's right. We'll ship you a brand new model for $39. After that, simply make your four remaining monthly payments while enjoying the soft, even heat from your Eden Pure.
Call 800-603-8924. If you're not completely satisfied, you can return the Eden Pure and receive your money back, and we'll even cover your shipping and handling. Call 800-603-8924. Once again, 800-603-8924 to take control of your heating bills with Eden Pure. Operators are standing by, so call now.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. There are two sides to every story. Today, those who share Sarah Palin's hate-filled politics have the number one best-selling book in America to present their case, and Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, and Fox News to promote it. On the other side, our resources are a little less powerful, but we have a highly entertaining solution. If you want to show your opposition to everything that Sarah Palin stands for and enjoy, as the Huffington Post put it, a superb, engaging read from start to finish, we have just the book for you. Going Rouge. Sarah Palin, An American Nightmare, has been assembled by two senior editors at The Nation magazine. It includes the best, sassiest writing on Palin, bar none, including razor-sharp contributions by Naomi Klein, Katrina Vandenhuvel, Matt Taibbi, Eve Ensler, Frank Rich, Katha Pollitt, and Tom Frank. You can order it as a paperback or as an ebook from the link on my website, MikeMalloy.com. It makes a great holiday gift, too. So don't let the neocons have the Tea Party all to themselves. Get Going Rouge today at MikeMalloy.com.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. I'd break up into a million pieces and fly into the sun.
It's 21 past the hour. This is a good email. This is from Barb. And Carl, if you're still listening, this is for you. Barbara, it's Mike. I was just listening to Carl. I'll buy him a subscription. Please try and get him to email you with his information, and I will send you a check for him and me. I have your address if this is correct, and it is correct, Barb. And you just make out the check to Malloy Broadcasting. So, Carl, if you're still listening, Barb will pick up your renewal, but you have to email me, send it to mike@mikemalloy.com. And we'll take care of it. James Madison said the following: there is an evil which ought to be guarded against in the indefinite accumulation of property from the capacity of holding it in perpetuity by corporations. The power of all corporations ought to be limited in this respect. The growing wealth acquired by them never fails to be a source of abuse. James Madison, the father of the U.S. Constitution, labels corporate power evil. Evil. And the Supreme Court today ruled on that evilness by giving it an absolute free pass and declaring its personhood. Jerry writes, under the subject line, which justice did it? Jerry writes, according to the Republicans, wasn't Justice Sotomayor the one that was going to rewrite and overturn the old laws? Yeah, she's the one that did that today, right? Oh, my God. Anything that you hear from Republicans or right-wingers, though, Jerry, you know, is just absolute horse snot. God, they're awful. Oh, well. Jimmy's in Little Rock. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. How are you?
Sad day for America, man. I believe we're living in the last days of democracy if this stands.
I think you're right.
I don't think the average American understands that what the Supreme, these five people, five Americans, did today was they just handed foreign nations, these foreign nations that put their people into slavery, raped their 13-year-old children, put the small girls up for prostitution, you know, that kind of lifestyle. We just handed our nation to those countries.
That's true.
And the only way to say I'm scared and I'm so sick to my stomach over this decision today. And after seeing the things that have happened in the past year, the ignorance of the American population, the lack of a backbone, not just of our politicians, but of the American people themselves, including myself, to do what has to be done. I feel like I'm living in the last days of Rome, honestly.
Yeah.
And look what happened to the entire world when Rome fell. Look how long they lived in the Dark Ages after that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the carnage that happened to you were just reading. Women are setting themselves on fire in Afghanistan. Don't the American people understand how that happens, how that comes about eventually? Well, that's what we're heading for right now if we don't wake up.
No, you understand it. I understand it. And I think people who have average or better intelligence understand it. These right-wing geeks don't understand it, these pathetic Republicans, because they don't understand anything. They're part of the problem. I don't know.
They committed treason today. Those five senators or justices, they committed treason against their own children and their own nation today. That's exactly what they did.
Right.
They committed treason. I don't care what anybody said.
Yeah, no, I agree. They absolutely did. And these Republican clods are celebrating that. They're happy. They're happy about it.
They don't see the value of a human being. They really don't.
I know.
But I want to. I'm going to end my conversation with you here by saying thank you, both of you, for doing what you do and being such great patriots.
Well, that's very kind. Thanks a lot for checking in, Jimmy.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Take care. Take care. Paul is in Pittsburgh, PA. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, just a little, disillusional. It's been going on last week and this week. with the politics. I don't know what we voted for. I mean, I don't see anything getting done. I mean, we're in two illegal wars, and I just filled up my truck for $3 a gallon.
Wow.
And it's, you know, and I hear you complaining about corporations, and I hear you complaining about the, you know, some kind of Supreme Court decision.
Hey, hold on a second, Paul. I got to do a break, and then we'll come back and pick it up there. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's triple-sided, tried to write it, looked inside it, I can't find it, living in a perfect world. I touch the rocks, I touch the stones, it's the little things that break these bones, living in this perfect world. When I
What if I told you you could make one phone call and cut your credit card debt in half? You heard right. One call to Resolve Debt Relief today can save you thousands of dollars. Why be miserable even one more day? Don't declare bankruptcy. Do something about it. Call Resolve Debt Relief now. Toll free. Call 800-330-2500. Are you frustrated about your financial situation? Do you have over $10,000 of credit card debt? Are collection agencies harassing you and your family? Call now and learn how to reduce your credit card debt by 50% or more. Do something about it. Call 800-330-2500 for a confidential, no obligation, free consultation. Resolve Debt Relief, the company to call if you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more. Do something about it right now. Call 800-330-2500. 800-330-2500.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended a Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children and all are reading on a high level. School is very easy. Straight A students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Did Kathleen have to work at it?
No, I didn't have to do a thing. Your Baby Can Read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include 3 free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-508-3105. 800-508-3105. 800-508-3105.
Thank you.
Where is the outrage? Oh, here it is. Back to Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we were talking with Paul in Pittsburgh. All right, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm a little disillusioned. It's been a whole year. I mean, we voted for, like I said before, we're in two illegal wars, and, nothing's changed. I see nothing but government and the corporations in bed together. Obama's bailing out a big bank. He's bailing out, big auto companies that are laying off union workers left and right. I don't understand what the difference is between him and Bushy.
On the surface, there doesn't appear to be very much, does there?
No, not at all. I mean, tell me, where my thinking's wrong.
Well, I don't think your thinking is off. The people who voted for or hoped or bought the story from Barack Obama, and I'm in that group, we thought we heard something that apparently we didn't. We talk about this a lot on this program. Obama is a certain personality type that he seems to want to get along, and in order to go along, you got to get along or something, whatever the hell that expression is. And as a result, he's turned out not to be the great black hope of this country, but he's turned out to be just another politician who, even worse, he's a very bright man, probably one of the smartest. He's right up there with Clinton where it concerns intelligence. Look how Clinton screwed the country. So I don't know what to say, Paul. I don't know what kind of an answer you're looking for. I don't have an answer.
Here's what I don't understand. I like your show. I drive a lot at night. I work construction.
Right.
A lot of times it's highway construction, which this whole fake stimulus, we haven't really seen any increase in our union rank. I mean, I'm third generation. My grandfather was Stewart, and so was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, we really haven't seen any huge gains in our ranks. I know our company's making money, but, it's government contracting. It's lowest bidder.
Well,
they're crying just as much as we are.
Well, let me try to put it this way, Paul. Let me mute your phone because I'm starting to get some feedback. The United States, the country, is not making money. We are so deeply in debt, and it started. Don't forget. Let me just give you a quick history. Up until Ronald Reagan, from the beginning of this country, up until Ronald Reagan, the national debt, the money that we owe to each other, and in the form of bonds and IOUs, let's call them, and the money that we owe to foreigners or foreign governments, the total up until Ronald Reagan, it took 200 years to get to $1 trillion. When Ronald Reagan left office, we were $4 trillion in debt. As each successive Republican has come along, it has put us trillions more in debt. When Clinton, as rotten a president as he was, in my opinion, where it concerned Democratic principles or progressive principles, he was a good Republican of the type of Republican who, like Ed Brooke, the Republican senator from Massachusetts from way back a million years ago, like Charles Percy from Illinois. Clinton handed off to George W. Bush budget surpluses as far as the eye could see, and the national debt coming down from about $7 trillion. Bush immediately pushed us $12 trillion in debt, destroyed the surpluses, and these teabag freak asses think that's a good thing. The teabaggers, the right-wingers, the Palin, Beck, Hannity crowd, people who are O'Reilly, the utterly insane people think that's a good thing. They don't understand squat about anything. They just go where they're jerked. But so the government's not making money. Trust me on that one, Paul. Now, as far as the economy, Reagan, George Herbert Walker, Clinton, and George W. Bush destroyed the economy. The two biggest culprits, in my opinion, were Reagan, who destroyed the unions and started the dismantling of the social safety net, and Clinton, who continued the destruction of the social safety net that Reagan started to destroy, and then signed off on NAFTA so that all the jobs would go overseas. Paul, let me put it to you as gently as I can. We're screwed. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't have any answers. That's one of the things I say about this program. If you want to hear some conversation, come to this program. Only the right-wingers have the answer. Only Becks and Hannity's and Limbaugh's and O'Reilly's, they have the answer. To O'Reilly, it is to be insane. That's his answer. To Limbaugh, it's to attack people who can't defend themselves. To Hannity, it's to do whatever the Republican National Committee tells him to do. To Beck, it's to sit on television and whine and cry and just be a little crybaby. Those are the answers. I don't have any answers, man. I wish I did, Paul. All I'm saying is make sure that you believe thoroughly in the Second Amendment so that when the right-wingers come to take your guns, you'll just stop them cold. You know what I mean? Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Wish I could give you some better answers, but I can't. I have not a clue. James is in El Sobrante, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, James.
Hey, Mike. Let me just say really quick that I thought your idea of adapting is good, but I don't want to digress. There's something that occurred to me while I was on hold. Did you hear that? And I had to hop on the bus, so maybe I already said this, but Nancy Pelosi has announced that they're not going to vote. The House is not going to vote on the Senate health care bill, so they're not going to pass it. So they're not going to pass. Know that bill.
Did she say why?
She didn't say why. All I heard was a headline, and the first thought that came to mind was there are enough progressives, genuine progressives, not Republicans, obviously,
right,
but genuine progressives that won't vote for it. It won't pass. They don't want to humiliate themselves by having Democrats, not pass the bill in the House.
Are we to believe then that Nancy Pelosi is riding to the rescue of progressives, really?
No, I think she's been told that she can go ahead and she can try it if she wants, but the bill's not going to pass. There's going to be enough people who are willing to get in front of the television cameras, enough House of Representative members that are willing to get in front of the cameras and say, look, I'm going to go against my party and the leadership of my party. And these are the reasons that I cannot vote for this bill.
Well, maybe somebody in the House or the Senate then will start the process all over again and come up with single payer or something that makes sense. And this piece of garbage that the Republicans have and the Democrats have shaped into a shapeless piece of trash maybe they will throw it away, and some real progressives can start writing real legislation. You think?
Well, you know, I definitely think it's possible, because over a certain period of time, you know, people are going to realize that the original proposal by people on the quote unquote left was, you know, sort of this mishmash to begin with, but you know, we don't really need to compromise, and you know, we have enough people behind us, then, you know, people are going to recognize that, you know, we can lower the age of Medicare maybe to 55 or 45 or something like that. Maybe we can't go whole hog and have, like, single-payer health care.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think that just because this guy got elected in Massachusetts, that doesn't mean that, you know, the Republicans are going to take the Congress in 2010. You know, very easily in 2010, you could see a lot of outside challengers forcing Democrats that are running for re-election to clarify their position on, like, why didn't they stand up more for the public option? Why didn't they allow single payer to even be discussed as an option?
Right.
And that's how that could come about, you know.
Well, I you know, it sounds like you're holding out some hope.
Not really. I mean, because did you know this whole thing about a Supreme Court case? It jogged my memory about that court case where there was these reporters working for Fox News in Florida, and they tried to report on bovine hormone.
Yeah, we talked about that tonight. The combination of the Florida Supreme Court ruling that Fox News can lie and it's okay, and this ruling today that unleashes all this corporate money. I don't think there really is any hope at this point. The only hope I have is that there is something comes up that we're not completely aware of yet, something outside the political system that puts so much pressure on our system that these pissy little right-wingers will collapse into the dust that they are. And reason and logic and common sense will prevail. I don't know what that could be, but in terms of hope, that's what I'm hoping for. Thanks, James. I got to leave it there. We'll be right back.
We're all going down. We're all going down.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. This winter, you can take control of your home heating bills with the Eden Pure Quartz Infrared Heater.
I saved about $160 a month using the Eden Pure.
We all know energy prices are only going to go up, so please call us right now. The Eden Pure represents a major opportunity for you to take control of your home heating bills.
It's just a constant warm heat that stays on all the time, and it doesn't go hot and cold, and you save money.
Now you can save up to $102 and have an Eden Pure delivered to your home for only $39. That's right. We'll ship you a brand new model for $39. After that, simply make your four remaining monthly payments while enjoying the soft, even heat from your Eden Pure.
Call 800-603-8924. If you're not completely satisfied, you can return the Eden Pure and receive your money back, and we'll even cover your shipping and handling. Call 800-603-8924. Once again, 800-603-8924 to take control of your heating bills with Eden Pure. Operators are standing by, so call now.
Thank you. news tonight. On the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. And mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see.
It's about 10 before the hour.
Close your eyes to the lullaby.
Back to your phone calls here. Andy is in Englewood, Colorado.
That's it.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Mike. Big fan for a long time. I've never talked to you before. We go all the way back to Air America with you.
Oh, my God.
So here, my autistic son wants to say hello. Say hello real quick, Colin.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
He says, how you doing?
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we got that out of the way.
Okay.
Back to business. Now, these idiot Republicans think that to get the Supreme Court to install a president in the White House is just a cute way to get power. But look what we're look what the ramifications of them stealing the White House are. We got these Nazis, Alito and Roberts, on the Supreme Court now, and they may have just well ended it all.
Mm-hmm.
It could be over, and it goes back to Sandra Day O'Connor supporting her her buddy, George Bush, and putting him in the White House illegally. And it's more than just a cute way to take power. It has destroyed the United States of America. And that's when this started, and that's who we have to thank for this corporate takeover, Sandra Day O'Connor and those other thugs on the Supreme Court. I am really mad.
I can tell. I can tell.
Well, I learned it from you, Mike.
Well, good. Good
for
you.
Have I told you how much I hate these people?
Right. Right.
What do you think?
Yeah. Sandra Day O'Connor. I mean, where do you start with the responsibility for what occurred today? I mean, seriously, where do you start?
I don't know.
You start with Sandra Day O'Connor. Do you go back to Reagan?
Well, easily, yeah.
Isn't Reagan the one who appointed Sandra Day O'Connor?
Yeah, you've got a point.
I think maybe not. I don't know.
I think he did, but I'm not sure either. But even O'Connor, she comes out now and she goes, "Oh, I really regret that decision." Well, that's nice, Sandra. That makes me feel so much better to know that you regret destroying the country I grew up in, and now I'm looking for a way to get the heck out of.
Right.
I don't want to live in this place anymore. This isn't my country anymore.
I know.
It's a disgrace.
I know.
So anyway, I just wanted to vent a little bit. Love your show.
All right. Well, thanks. Andy. And tell your son I said have a good night, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
All right,
much.
Man. Appreciate it. Take care. There is a lot of that feeling about just wanting to get away now. Because of the direction, not so much the direction the country's going in, but the absolute insanity of some of these people that you hear them on media, in media, and their followers. It's just I don't know, man. It's bizarre, and I think a lot of people are. A lot of intelligent people, a lot of caring people have had enough. And we understand what we're up against. The corporatization of our political system is almost complete. The Supreme Court today hammered in the last couple of nails. There may be one more nail that needs to be pounded in, and that'll be when this ruling is acted on. In other words, when these huge corporations decide they want a brain-dead ass like Sarah Palin to be president, who is even stupider than George Bush and more easily manipulable, so they will provide, through all kinds of devious methods, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, television, radio, all sorts of broadcasts, print medium, plus funnel money to political actions committees to get her elected. And with enough money, you could elect a snake. We've seen that with, just take a look at some of the elections. But I heard on Hartman's program today, he was interviewing the woman who's a talk show host in Alaska who's been on Oberman's program a lot and on Rachel's program. And I think it was with her. Hartman said, what does this decision by the Supreme Court mean today? And the answer was President Palin. Because of the ability now to game the system by the Nazis. And I'll tell you, I saw enough emails today come in from really, really just followers of this sick bastard O'Reilly and the rest of these people. Enough of these emails come in today. I read enough of them. Like I said, a lot of them got caught in the filter. But that's a clear indication of how far this country's gone. I mean, seriously. Not that these people that sent me emails represent the majority of Americans. They don't. They represent the dead enders, the teabaggers, the psychopaths. But normal Americans have pretty much given up, because no matter what these teabag bastards do, the Congress of the United States, the two political parties, have been totally corrupted, totally, completely corrupted. So the teabaggers, they're just running around with their fingers up each other's rear ends, playing, grab ass, thinking that they are doing something. They're not doing anything. They're just being used and manipulated the way they always have been. In the meantime, the real power in this country continues to consolidate even more power. You know, I almost look forward to the day when corporate America sends out the goons to these right-wingers to disarm them. Wouldn't that be fun to see the right-wingers fighting the goon squads? I think that's going to happen. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.
Results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
River Mountain Watch. Cold River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Cold River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Pycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.